kicks it back out in the corner to Overmiller. Shot good.
Follow the Pride.
Here's Sharice Farmer with the ball. Sharice, entry pass. Lexi Schmidt back at the free throw line. Hands the ball away to Sharice. Drives it down the lane. Now to Caitlin Ernst. To Lexi Schmidt back out here at the free throw line. To Chanel Farmer. Dribbles the ball to the basket. And scores.
Follow the Thrills.
Finley will inbound the ball. Finley looking, comes outside, Kreitz. He launches up a shot at the buzzer. He hits it! Gilder hits it! A three-point field goal! And Gilder wins the state championship! Holy smoke!
Follow the Breeze 94.5. It's high school basketball on KLIQ and KLIQFM.com. Let's take you courtside for tonight's game.
And good evening. Welcome to the Tiger Gym. We're at Hastings High tonight for our second half of our doubleheader here on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Got the Minden boys in action tonight as they get set to take on the Hastings High Tigers. I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you tonight. Hastings coming in, a record of 4 wins and 6 losses on the season. Hastings has not played too much since the Christmas holiday break. In fact, they've got just one game under their belt since the new year. Hastings beating Lexington in that ball game by a score of 64-17. Hastings went 1-2 in the GNAC tournament out in Lexington between the Christmas and New Year's break. They surprised Kearney in the opening round by the score of 65-48. The Tigers then dropping the next two games to Scotts Bluff, 56-42, and to North Platte by a score of 51-33. So Scott Rosno and his Hastings High Tigers come in here, a mark of 4 wins, 6 losses on the season. Hastings High, a team that's averaging 42.5 points per ball game on offense. They are giving up 41.8 on the defensive end. Leading scorer for Hastings High coming to the ball game here tonight. You look to a guy like Tyler Rebarger, who's averaging 7.8 points per ball game, getting some help on the inside from Patrick Opperman. Opperman is averaging 6.9 points and 4.2 rebounds per ball game. But they are up against a tough task here tonight. The Minden Whippets, ranked number 2 in the latest Class C1 poll. The Whippets coming in here, a mark of 9 wins and 1 loss. And that one loss was the other night to Ravenna. They lost to the Blue Jays on the road by a score of 57-38. Other than that, Minden has been a machine so far this year. They won their own holiday tournament, knocking off Adams Central, a score of 51-36. And they beat Bennington in the championship ballgame, 61-30. Since the new year, they've got a win over Ainsworth, 82-36. They have beaten Valentine, 51-37. And then before Christmas, Minden picking up wins over Southern Valley, over Lexington, Aurora, Ogallala, Grand Island Central Catholic, and Central City. So the Whippets come in here 9-1 in the season, probably smarting a little bit after the loss the other night to Ravenna. I'll tell you what, this is a good basketball team. They're being led right now by Carson Bloom, who's averaging 15.1 points per ball game. You've got Derek Kissinger in there averaging 14.3 points per ball game. So it's a two-headed sword, so to speak, here for the Minden Whippets as they get set to take on the Hastings High Tigers here tonight. Again, in the earlier ball games, we had a girls' varsity game before this one, just completed a few minutes ago. Hastings High played Lincoln Pius the 10th in that ball game. The Tigers went toe-to-toe with the Thunderbolts until halftime tonight. It was 16-14 at halftime in favor of Pius, but Hastings High could not throw the ball in the ocean in the second half of play. In fact, they scored only 1 point in the third quarter, got outscored 14-1. Lincoln Pius led by a score of 30-15 after three quarters. Hastings High getting outscored in the fourth and final quarter, 12-5 in the final score. Lincoln Pius beats the Hastings High girls tonight in a varsity ball game. The final score, Pius 42, Hastings 20. So the Tigers now 1-10 in the season. Lincoln Pius improves to 5 wins and 5 losses. Zoe Mays led the way tonight for Hastings High. She scores 11 out of the 20 points for the Tigers. And again, the ball game just completed. It was Minden knocking off Hastings St. Cecilia, a score of 45-42 tonight. St. Cecilia goes 5.5 minutes in the fourth quarter without scoring as Minden came back to beat St. Cecilia 45-42. Jamie Kissinger, 16 points for Minden. Brooke Kissinger had 12 points. Libby Kissinger had 2 points for Hastings St. Cecilia. And Alyssa Schropp coming off with the bench to score 10. St. Cecilia now 9-3 on the season. Minden improves to 12 wins and 1 loss. We're getting set for Hastings High and Minden here tonight in boys high school basketball. You're listening to the New Tech Seeds pregame show here tonight on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. When you come back, we'll talk with Hastings High basketball coach Scott Rosno as our pregame show continues after this.
NewTek is proud to support high school sports. NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And we're back on the NewTek Seeds pregame show here tonight on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. The Hastings High boys getting set to take on Minden here tonight as we spend a couple of minutes with Hastings High head coach Scott Rosno. And coach sitting at 4-6 on the season, picked up a win in the GNAC tournament, picked up a win over Lexington. You played just one game since the Christmas break. What about that?
Well, it's given us an opportunity, really, to work on some things that had to be fine-tuned, through 9 games of the 2011 portion of this. Basically, it was prepare for who we were playing. You know, after you get through 2 weeks of preseason, you know, it's time to play some games, and basically you play with what you've done up to that point. Well, this has given us a chance for us to play one game in about a 10-11 day stretch. We've been able to work on a few more things, and I don't know if they'll necessarily look as fine-tuned as what we want them to. But there's some different things that we've been trying to add as far as offensively. Defensively, we've been pretty consistent. You know, we'd like to stay away from a few more fouls. But, you know, anytime your schedule presents you an opportunity to make some changes, edits, as, you know, as far as you go, you know, we're going to take advantage of that.
Now you come back and you got, what, 3 games in the next 6 days or so?
Well, we do. In fact, we go tonight, and then we'll go again tomorrow night down to McCook, and then we jump play Centennial on the road, and then we've got GI Northwest next Friday. So in about an 8-day stretch, we'll play 4 games, and you know, this is what you kids come out for, is to go play some basketball games, and it's against 4 pretty competitive opponents. You know, 3 of the 4 teams are all all above 500 records. They're going to be games that are against teams that have been through some pretty good experiences. And the 4th of those, GI Northwest, is a team that's going to possibly be one of the teams to beat out of our district.
I guess your signature win has been in the GNAC tournaments and the opening round. You beat Kearney, a team that's got only 3 losses all season long. You beat them pretty easily, 65-48. Obviously, your kids played well in that one.
Well, that game, I think our kids really came out to play. They came out to play well, and they came out to play as a team. Kearney maybe probably didn't necessarily come out with those 3 phases already. We'll get to see Kearney in about 2.5 weeks, and I'm going to guess that their game faces will be a little bit tighter on their face. You know, so it's a situation where it was a good win for our kids to understand that that's how the game needs to be played. But that's what it is right now. It's just a game in our past. But, you know, if our kids can play that way, we've got a chance in a lot of ball games coming up.
Happy with the progress of this team now?
Well, you know what? We're at a point where, knowing that we basically had the nucleus of last year's team coming back, you know, things that you expect to see out of your team. Now, whether you see those or not, doesn't always surface. You know, at certain points of the early season, basically we felt like we were playing as if we were a year older. And then we kind of got to the Beatrice game, we got to the Kearney game, we start to feel more in the idea that our kids were not just a year older, but we were starting to play with the intent that we understood the game a whole year better. And that's really what we're after, is to be able to use that physical talent and the mental strength of it, and then be able to put it together with the intent to play four 8-minute quarters.
Getting some inside looks, maybe that's the biggest change in your offense so far. Things are really progressing there.
Well, you know, the thing is there is that, you know, every kid likes to be able to come down and take a shot. Well, that's what you'd like. What you'd love is for every kid to come down and make a shot, and that doesn't always happen. And so be able to convince our kids that we've got to be able to play from the inside out, be able to swing the ball a little bit, get our inside play going. You know, I suppose it's kind of like talking to a football coach that says, hey, we've got to be able to establish the run and open up our pass. Because if you can't open that, you know, if they're going to be able to hold you up in the box, then they know that they can take away deep passes, and then you're kind of in trouble offensively. Well, if we can be able to swing and be patient with that inside look, then it is going to be able to free up some outside shots, and it's a situation where then we can be a little bit more selective instead of just settling for a shot.
Which, what about on the defensive end? How's things doing there?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, we've still had some ups and downs. You know, defensively right now, we've been able to hold some of our opponents to a competitive score to give ourselves a chance. Tonight will be a definite challenge because Minden's the type of team that can score in the half court and they can score in the full court. And so tonight will be a real good test for our kids in that aspect.
Minden, a team that is 9-1 on the season, and maybe unfortunately for you guys, are coming off of a loss to Ravenna the other night, but they might be biting at the bit here tonight.
You know, it's one of those where they got into a fight and they got popped in the mouth, and so they're going to come out, maybe taste a little bit of blood, and they're going to come out, definitely present a challenge for our kids. They're not rated as high in C1 as they are without a reason. You know, they've got two, if not three, of the more premier players in Class C1, Post and Schwenke, and then the perimeter play of Kissinger and Bloom. But the thing is that most people don't understand is they've got some real nice role players that complement them, and that's part of why they're able to score so many points is because those role players understand that they're going to get theirs when they need to. Otherwise, a lot of their offense does center around those three players.
Talk about Carson Bloom, talk about Kissinger, the two mainstays there for Minden. How do we stop them tonight?
Well, the big thing is the ball spends so much time in their hands, and when it's not in their hands, the kids understand that part of what they're looking to do is get it back in their hands. Those two players are both capable of posting up. They're both capable of penetrating the basket. They'll also look for them on the weak side on flare screens, and they can hit from the outside and they can drive. And so the biggest thing is we've got to be able to limit touches, both Minden as a team as well as those two individually. Can't let them get to the basket. You know, you're going to have to be able to bend with your defense but not break. And so we've got to be able to limit second shots and third shots, and we've got to be able to win the loose ball competition of it. And if we can do those types of things, we're going to give ourselves a chance to score at one end and be able to deny them at the other. But it'll definitely be a challenge, and it'll be a great ball game, and I think our kids are definitely prepared for that opportunity.
Is this a team that will get up and down the floor a little bit on us tonight?
You know, it's a situation where if the opportunity presents itself, Minden will definitely look to run the break, but equally so, they do enough good things in the half court that they're not afraid to get into a half court type game where they can try and break you down and still be able to get the shots that they want from their particular players.
All right, good luck to them.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Scott Rosno, head coach for Hastings High. You're listening to the New Tech Seeds pregame show tonight on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
The superheroes of service, powered by
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, you're listening to the New Tech Seeds pregame show tonight here on The Breeze. KLIQ 94.5 is... We get you set for the second half of our doubleheader. Minden Whippets, the girls, winning in the first ball game over at Hastings St. Cecilia tonight, 45-42 over the Hawkettes. So Minden now 12-1 on the season. St. Cecilia drops to 9-3. Those two teams involved in the same sub-district here this year, so they could see each other again. But round number one goes to Minden as they beat St. Cecilia tonight, 45-42. The Minden boys, as we mentioned before the break, coming off with their first loss of the season, losing to Ravenna the other night by the score of 56-37. Minden had not scored fewer than 51 points in any of his first nine games of the season, but Ravenna clamped down on this Whippets offense and held them to just 37 points on Tuesday. Ravenna led 12-8 after the first quarter. It was 23-18 at halftime, 35-26 going into the fourth quarter before Ravenna pulled away for that 19-point victory. Minden was led in that ball game by Derek Kissinger. He scores 11 points in that ball game. Carson Bloom added 9. Whippets, quite frankly, did not shoot the ball very well in that ball game. They were just 14 out of 38 from the field, including 2 of 14 from behind the three-point circle, and they were 7 out of 16 from the free-throw line, well below their season average. So Minden suffers their first loss of the season as they lose to Ravenna the other night by a score of 57-38. The Blue Jays, no slouches either. Ravenna runs their record down to 11 wins and no losses on the season. So it's Hastings High and Minden here tonight at the Tiger Gym as we get set to go in boys high school basketball. Whippets 9-1, averaging 58.9 points per ball game on offense. They are very good defensively. The Whippets giving up only 37 points per ball game on defense. Hastings High now averaging 42.5 points per ball game on offense. They are giving up 41.8 on the defensive end. Hastings High hitting on 37% of their field goal tries this year compared to 44% for Minden. Hastings hitting 23% from three-point territory compared to 25% for Minden. And Hastings hitting 63% of their free throw tosses this year compared to 61% for Minden. So it's Hastings High dressed in their home-standing white uniforms tonight, trimmed and lettered in the orange and the black. It'll be Minden in the road purple uniforms tonight, trimmed and lettered in the white as we get the introduction to the starting lineups here in front of a pretty good house at Hastings High here tonight. Giving the starting lineups, first of all, for the Whippets, and their head coach, Shannon Levin. They will start Carson Bloom at one of the guards, a six-foot senior. Bloom is averaging 15.1 points and 6.7 rebounds per game. Dan Christensen is a 5'7" senior. Christensen is averaging 1.5 points and 1.7 rebounds per game. Thomas Sinsel is a 5'9" senior. He is averaging 4.8 points and 2.5 rebounds per game. Christian Schwenke is 6'4" senior. He's averaging 7 points and 4.7 rebounds per game. And the other starter will be Derek Kissinger, a 6'1" senior. Derek is averaging 14.3 points and 3.9 rebounds per ball game. Right now, the playing of the national anthem as we get set for basketball tonight, Hastings and Minden. From the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. So the playing of the national anthem as we get set for basketball. And again, the starters for Minden, you've got Carson Bloom and also Dan Christensen, Thomas Sinsel in the ball game, Christian Schwenke and Derek Kissinger. The Hastings High Tigers will go with the starting lineup. It looks like this. Patrick Opperman will get a start, a 6'4" senior. Opperman on the season is now averaging 6.9 points and 4.2 rebounds per game, also 1.8 assists for head coach Scott Rosno and the Tigers. Scepter Duong is a 6-foot senior. Duong is averaging 2.8 points and 1.6 rebounds per game. The other starters for Hastings will be Brady Minke, a 6-foot senior. Minke averaging 3.9 points and 3.1 rebounds per game. Minke also with 3.9 assists and 3 steals per ball game for the Tigers. Tyler Rebarger is 6'1" junior. Tyler is averaging 7.8 points per ball game, 2.6 rebounds per game. And the other starter for Hastings High will be Cade Wilkie, a 6-foot senior, actually a 6'2" senior for Wilkie. He is averaging 6.7 points, 5.4 rebounds per ball game. So the Tigers going with Patrick Opperman and Scepter Duong, Brady Minke, Tyler Rebarger, and Cade Wilkie in the starting lineup here tonight against the Minden Whippets. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show tonight here on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5, New Tech Seed, your yield leader. So turning out to be a high school basketball doubleheader here tonight. Minden girls playing over at the Chapman Gymnasium tonight as they beat Hastings St. Cecilia by a score of 45-42, and the fans have now filtered their way across town to Hastings High tonight to watch the boys team here against the Tigers here this evening. Hastings High girls losing in the opener to Lincoln Pius the 10th by a score of 42-20. It was a 16-14 ball game at halftime in favor of Pius, but Hastings High scoring only 6 points in the second half. They had one in the third quarter, as Pius outscored him 14-1 to grab a 30-15 lead after three. And Pius outscoring Hastings 12-5 in the fourth quarter. Pius wins by the score of 42-20. Pius now 5-5 in the season. The Hastings High Tigers dropped a one win and 10 losses. So we are set to go. Boys High School basketball tonight here on the Breeze. KOIQ 94.5 and also online at KOIQFM.com. You can also listen to us on your smartphone tonight at m.koiqfm.com. The Hastings High will be shooting to our basket to our left as we view it high above the court here at the Tiger Gym. Carson Bloom will jump things off for Minden against Cade Wilkie. The ball is in the air. Hastings High controls the opening tap. The Tigers will control the opening tap again. They'll shoot to our basket to our left, and it'll be Minden starting off in a man-to-man defense. Hastings High will be very patient offensively here against this Minden defense. Here's a pass to the near sideline to get it to Brady Minke. Minke dribbles behind his back. The ball is swatted around and is picked up here by Carson Bloom. He comes out there with the ball, nearly lost it, but Carson gets it under control. Gets it now to Christensen. Now to Bloom down the right sideline. Takes it all the way to the baseline. Circles underneath the basket. His shot is up there at him. Carson Bloom scores on the opening possession here for Minden, and the Whippets go out on top by a score of 2-0. Scepter Duong with the ball now for Hastings High as he races the ball across the 10-second line. Comes over here on the wing on the left side. That's Rebarger with the ball. Rebarger comes out on top now to Brady Minke. Minke gets the ball in the hands of Patrick Opperman. Brings it back to Minke just to the left of the circle. Now to Scepter Duong. He backs it out beyond the three-point circle. Gives it now to Rebarger. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Bounce pass goes inside. Wilkie has got it. Spins in the baseline. Can't put up a shot. Comes back out to the free throw line. That's Minke with the ball over on the wing on the right side. Here's a jumper put up there. It's no good by Rebarger. Rebound comes down to Wilkie. Follow shot is up there. No good. And the rebound comes down to Carson Bloom from Minden. Down the right sideline to Dan Christensen. Christensen dribbles right to the top of the three-point circle and now backs it on out of there. 2-0 is the score. Minden with the lead. Driving to the hole. A shot is up there. It's going to be no good by a Kissinger. Ball is shot is knocked out of Kissinger's hands. The ball is picked up off of the ground. It's picked up by Hastings. Wilkie gets into the hands now of Brady Minke. Into the forecourt. Right-handed dribble. Minke on the wing trying to penetrate. Can't do it against Dan Christensen. Sends it down in the corner to Rebarger. Now to Scepter Duong. Here's Cade Wilkie with the ball at the top of the key. Patrick Opperman back outside to Duong. His shot for three is going to be no good. Ball is lost out of bounds. Last touch there by Derek Christensen of Minden. So Hastings High will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Hastings with their white uniforms here tonight with their orange numerals as they will play things in underneath their own hole. They come way out on top to Wilkie with the ball. 2-0 is a score. Minden has got a one-possession lead right now. Here's a feed over in the deep wing on the right side. Rebarger has trouble with the ball. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings High ball. Over there defensively for Minden was it Thomas Sinsel. So it'll be Hastings High playing things in on the far sideline, trailing in the ball game by a score of 2-0. We played almost 2 minutes here this first quarter. They get it into Brady Minke out here in three-point territory, picked up by Dan Christensen. Minke comes over to the left side. Now that's Rebarger with the ball. Holds it on the deep wing. Down top of the key. Opperman has got it for Hastings High. Two-handed pass goes over to a Minke on the wing. Down top of the key again to Rebarger. Moves it over on the wing, the left side of the lane. Out to a Scepter Duong. Back to Rebarger on the wing. Looking inside to block for Opperman. They can't get him the ball. Out to Wilkie now. They swing it over to the right side. Minke has got it. Lobs it inside. Opperman grabs it. Goes for the hole. The shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Opperman gets the rebound. Follow shot is up there and in. Patrick Opperman gets the field goal for Hastings High after missing the first one, and the Tigers have come back to tie things up. 2 points apiece, 5.5 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Carson Bloom goes down in the corner to Christensen, tries to drive it inside, can't do it, flips it back out here to Derek Christensen at the free throw line. Jump pass down in the corner to Sinsel. His shot for three is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Wilkie of Hastings High. Wilkie gets it to Minke into the forecourt. Now to Duong. His shot is up there from three. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Opperman. Now to Duong in the lane. Duong goes over here to Minke at the elbow, right side of the lane, drives it down to Payne. His shot is up there at in. Brady Minke scoring there for Hastings High, and the Tigers have the lead. 4-2 is the score. Hastings leading the Minden Whippets. Here's Bloom back the other way. He races to the basket and scores. Hastings High slow in getting back in defense there. Carson Bloom just went coast to coast and scores off of the window. 4-4 is the score now. 4:48 to play here in the first quarter. Now we got a personal foul called here as the Tigers were bringing the ball up the far sideline. It's going to go on the Minden Whippets. It'll go on Minden. That's their first personal foul. Dan Christensen, the guilty party here. That's his first. The first team foul on the Whippets. Hastings High will play things in. Scepter Duong will get things in out here in the three-point territory. The Tigers trying to get something going. That's a Minke with the ball. Now to Duong again. Free throw line extended to the right side. Picked up by Carson Bloom. Out on top, that's a Patrick Opperman with the ball. There's a Rebarger in the wing Free throw line extended all the way to the sideline. Rebogger's pass down on the baseline is tipped out of bounds there. Tipped out of bounds by Isaac Carlson, who's into the ball game now. Carlson is averaging 3.5 points and 3.2 rebounds per game. A 5'10" junior for the Whippets. 4-4 is the score. Hastings and Minden tying up here in boys high school basketball. Upper mid at the free throw line, backing down the lane. Out to Scepter Duong for three. Shot is up there. He buries it. Scepter Duong scoring there. He's hitting 25% of his trays so far this year. He buries that one. Hastings High is out on top by a score of 7-4. Here's Isaac Carlson with the ball outside to Christensen. Now, top of the key, a three-pointer thrown up there by Kissinger. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound to Carlson. His pass out on top. Mishandled by Bloom. He picks it back up in the lane. His shot no good. Ball is tapped out. It's picked up by Rebogger. Rebogger runs it back the other way. Two on two to the basket. He goes. The shot good. Tyler Rebogger scores for Hastings. That's his first field goal. And the Tigers are out on top of Minden by the score of 9-4. There's a Derek Kissinger with the ball. Comes out to Dan Christensen. Christensen out near the 10-second line. Now to Carson Bloom. Free throw line extended left side. Inside the free throw circle, Christian Schwinka has got it. Now to Kissinger. He tries to drive the ball inside, and a foul is going to be called. Kissinger slicing between a couple of defenders there for Hastings High. And a personal foul is going to go on to Cade Wilkie of Hastings. That's going to be his first, the first team foul on the Tigers. Coming into the ball game now, Brogan Shea. Brogan Shea comes into the ball game now for Hastings High, and also Ty Anderson comes in from the deep right corner. A three-pointer put up there and in. Derek Kissinger nails the three from deep in the right corner. And just like that, Minden is back to within 2 points. 9-7 to score. Hastings with a lead. Here's a Rebogger. He sends it in the lane. That's too far. Goes out of bounds. Was it tapped out? Yes, it was. The officials say give the ball to Hastings so the Tigers will play things in underneath their own basket here. So Hastings High will play things in underneath their own hole. 3 minutes and 21 seconds to play. Here in this first quarter, 9-7 to score. Hastings with a lead. Minky will play things in out to Ty Anderson. Anderson moves it over in the wing on the right side to Opperman. Back down in the left corner to Ty Anderson. His shot for three is going to be up there no good. Opperman tries to tip the ball out, but he picks up the personal foul for his efforts. Patrick Opperman picks up his first personal foul. Team foul number two on the Tigers. It's going to be Minden playing things in here in backcourt. 3:13 to play in the opening quarter. Hastings High leading Minden by the score of 9-7. Isaac Carlson with the ball, gets it ahead down to Bloom. He drives down the left side of the lane, dishes off for the last second. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Jonas Levin misses the easy one, and the rebound comes out of Hastings. Here's Rebogger at the other end, puts a man in the air. His shot is up there and in. He backs one home. Tyler Rebogger hits his second field goal of the ball game, and the Tigers are out on top by a score of 11-7. 2:53 to play here in the first quarter from the Tiger gym. Dribbling with the ball now is a Thomas Sinsel out here in three-point territory. Drives it down the lane. Contact made. Foul is going to be called. Sinsel takes the ball into the paint there for Minden, and a personal foul is going to be called here on Hastings. It's going to go on Rebogger. That's going to be on Tyler. That's going to be his first. Team foul number three on the Tigers. Will Reimer coming to the ball game now for Hastings, replacing Opperman. 11-7 is the score. Deep in the right corner, that's a Derek Kissinger with it now for Minden. Comes out between the circles to Sinsel. Now to Kissinger on the deep wing on the right side, directing some traffic out here. Dribbles behind his screen, takes the ball on the paint, throws it out to Sinsel on the wing on the left side. Bounce pass down in the corner. That's Bloom, drives the baseline, loses control of the ball. It's tapped out of his hands, out of bounds. It's going to be Minden basketball. They will play things in underneath their own hole to the right side. 2 minutes and 32 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 11-7, Hastings with a lead in boys high school basketball. Carson Bloom will play the ball in here. They get it to Kissinger. Out of Bloom again, down in the corner, takes the ball on the paint. His shot is up there. It's going to be blocked. It's going to be blocked out of bounds. High in the air, knocking that baby out of there. Was the Tigers inside. That was Eric Gowrich who's into the ball game, and he gets a block here within the first couple of seconds that he was into the ball game. So Eric Gowrich contributes with a blocked shot. And again, Minden will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own hole. Outside is Sinsel. Thomas Sinsel looking to dribble inside, can't do it. Reverses the ball, comes over here to Jonas Levin. Levin brings it back on the wing. That's a Christian Schwinka at the free throw line. Back out to Jonas Levin. Now right side down to Carson Bloom as he directs the little traffic out here. They work it back around the three-point circle at the left side. Isaac Carlson has got the ball, picked up by Ty Anderson. There's a jumper from inside the free throw circle. It's going to be no good there by Schwinka. And the rebound comes down to Tyler Rebogger of Hastings. Rebogger runs her back the other way, takes it down the right side of the lane. Down on the baseline now to Ty Anderson, back inside. Now they kick it over here on the left side of the lane. A shot by Reimer is going to be no good. Ball tapped to the baseline is saved there by a Carson Bloom of Minden. So the Whippets come back with the basketball, trailing in the ball game by a score of 11-7. Hastings High with the lead. Carson Bloom runs the offense. That's Isaac Carlson on the wing. They get it to the top of the key to Jonas Levin. Now right side is Sinsel. They work it back inside. Now they kick it back out. Top of the key, a three-pointer put up there. Levin is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Brogan Shea with the board there for the Tigers. Comes to the near sideline. Into the offensive zone. That's Reimer with the ball. Trapped now here on the near sideline. Jump pass comes out to Shea. They swing it right side now. Two-handed pass comes back down in the left baseline. And the shot is up and in by Will Reimer. Will Reimer gets the field goal. Give the assist there to Tyler Rebarger. And Hastings High has got a 13-7 lead over the Minden Whippets. Here's a three-pointer by Carlson. It's up and in. Isaac Carlson from the near sideline running from the Tiger bench scores there. And the Whippets back to within three, 13-10. Here's Rebarger with the ball now for Hastings High back into the offensive zone. Dribbling with the ball. Comes to the center of the floor now as Minden stays with that man-to-man defense. Carson Bloom right in Rebarger's grill defensively. They get it down the high post. The Tigers have it. That's it. Gowrich with the ball. Gowrich trying to get it away. The ball tapped away. Gowrich picks it back up. Now his pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Carson Bloom. Second turnover on Hastings. Bloom dry shoots and scores. Carson Bloom gets the interception and he drives at the distance and scores. Bloom has got 6 out of the 12 points here from Minden in the first quarter. 13-12 the score now. Minden scored the last 5 points in the ballgame. 23 seconds to play here in the first quarter. There's another pass intercepted. Intercepted by Carlson. He drives the ball to the rack. His shot is up there. It's going to be partially deflected. Ball is brought down by Hastings High. That's Minkey with the ball. He's trapped along the baseline, and now he just knocks it off with the leg of Carlson out of bounds. Here comes Wilkie back in. Opperman comes back in. Also, Minkey comes back in. Gowrich is coming to the bench. Rebarger is going to get a quick breather, and also checking out is going to be a Scepter Duong is going to come back out of the ball game. 13-12 is a score with 12 seconds to play. Hastings High with the ball here in backcourt. A pass to the center of the floor. They get it to Brady Minkey. Pass down the floor to Wilkie, and his shot is up and in. Wilkie was all alone. And here's a shot from half court. It's going to be off of the glass. No good, and that's the end of the first quarter of play. The Hastings High Tigers with the lead here over the Minden Whippets after one quarter. It is Hastings High 15, Minden 12. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Good luck, athletes.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Hastings High hitting 7 of 14 shots there in the first quarter, including 1 of 4 from three-point territory. Minden was 5 out of 15 in the first quarter, including 2 of 5 on three-pointers. Minden will have the opening possession here of the second quarter, and immediately the ball is tapped out of bounds here underneath the hole. Hastings High has got the lead over the Minden Whippets in high school basketball tonight. 15-12 is the score. Minden winning the girls game over Hastings St. Cecilia earlier tonight. The inbounds pass comes here to Kissinger, but we got a whistle before the shot that Derek put up just to the left of the basket, and foul here is going to go on Hastings. It's going to go on Opperman of Hastings. That's going to be his second. So Opperman picks up two personal fouls here in the first half. That's the fourth team foul in Hastings. Here comes Gowrich into the ballgame now for Hastings, replacing Opperman. So Eric Gowrich back in there. Minden will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. They come way out on top to Isaac Carlson. Hastings high in a man-to-man defense here. Carlson picked up by Reimer of Hastings. Here's a Carson Bloom to the near sideline now to Kissinger. Derek Kissinger brings up high out here in three-point territory. Sends it down in the corner to Sinsel as he gets away here from Scepter Duong. Back out to Carson Bloom in three-point territory. 7.5 to play here in the first half. There's Kissinger from the far sideline. His three-pointer put up there no good. Rebound Schwenke. He goes back up, shoots, and scores. Christian Schwenke scoring there on the offensive putback for Minden. And the Whippets are back to within 1 point. 15-14 is the score. Hastings High with a one-point lead. Tigers have the ball back in their offensive zone. This is a Brady Minkey without it here in three-point territory. Minkey looking. goes over on the right side now. That's going to be Reimer with the ball. Reimer gets to the Gowrich at the top of the key for the Tigers. Over here to Minky. Free throw line extended left side. Back out to Reimer for three. Shot's going to be short. No good. Rebound comes down to Gowrich in the corner. Eric Gowrich then slams the ball off of the knee of Christian Schwenk out of bounds, and the Tigers will play things in. End of the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Tyler Rebarger. Coming out is going to be Will Reimer. 15-14 to score. Hastings High out on top of Minden tonight with 6 minutes and 54 seconds to play here in the first quarter from the Tiger gym. Scepter Duong has got it for the Tigers. He will play things in down to Minky. He dribbles with the ball out here in three-point territory. Comes back to Duong. Duong dribbles inside the three-point circle, lobs it down low. Ball tapped away from Gowrich. The ball is loose and it's going to be picked up here by Ryan Kramosta. He loses control of the ball. It's picked up by Christian Schwenka. That is the third turnover on Hastings High in the ball game. Carson Bloom runs back the other way to Derek Kissinger. Takes the ball down to the baseline. Contact made. Foul called. Personal foul here will go on Hastings as Derek Kissinger tried to jam the ball down to the baseline. The foul is going to go on Cade Wilkie. That's going to be his second. So now Patrick Opperman and Wilkie, each with two fouls here. And coming in again will be Brogan Shea. Shea's going to come in for Wilkie. No free throws there. That's the 15th foul on Hastings. So Minden will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Carson Bloom throws it out here, and it's going to be picked up near the 10-second line by Isaac Carlson. Carlson on the attack now offensively for the Whippets. Dribbles to the left side of the floor, down on the baseline. Throws it out here on the wing. Wide open is going to be Kissinger. Shot good. Derek Kissinger, wide open three-point look from the right wing. Tigers slow recovering on defense, and Kissinger makes him pay for it. He's now got 6 points in the ballgame. And Minden has got the lead 17-15 now. 17-15, Whippets with the lead. There's a Brady Minky out here in three-point territory. Runs the offense. That's Rebarger. Free throw line extended right side. Gowrich has got the ball top of the key. Comes over to Scepter Duong. Puts a man in the air. Dribbles to the elbow. Shot good. Scepter Duong scores for Hastings. He's got 5 points in the ballgame. And the Tigers come back to tie the score at 17 points apiece. Here's Carlson with the ball in the corner on the right side for Minden. Brings it up high now on the near sideline. Carlson dribbling with the ball, takes it down to the baseline again. Two-handed pass out on top, mishandled by Kissinger, but it's picked up out there by Carson Bloom. Bloom has got it now for the Whippets behind the screen. Comes over to Kissinger, takes the ball down to the baseline. His pass to the far side, tipped out of bounds. Tipped out of bounds there by Brady Minky of Hastings High. Minden will play things in. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5, and online at KLIQFM.com. There's a long-range jumper from the corner, a three-pointer put up there. It's going to be no good by Carlson. And the rebound comes down to Scepter Duong for Hastings. Duong comes into the forecourt. There's a pass that's going to be tipped. It's going to be picked up by Hastings High. Now a pass across the lane is going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Bloom of Minden. He comes back the other way. His running layup is going to be no good. The Tigers rebound, and a foul is going to be called. Hastings High turns over for the fourth time back here on the offensive end. But Minden cannot finish here at the basket, and a foul is going to be called here. On the Whippets, it's going to go on Isaac Carlson. That's going to be his first. Hastings High will play things in. We are tied up at 17 points apiece here in the first half from the Tiger gym. Brady Minky will walk the ball up the floor now for the Tigers. Brings it across the midcourt stripe. Goes over to Tyler Rebarger. Free throw line extended right side. There's Brogan Shea. He lobs it down low. It's going to be over the head of everybody. It goes out of bounds. Trying to get it down to Gowrich down there in the little block right side. They threw it over his head out of bounds. That is the fifth turnover on Hastings High. We're tied up at 17 points apiece just by the five-minute mark here in the second quarter. Bringing the ball back will be Carson Bloom. Right-handed dribble across the midcourt stripe here. As he comes over to Derek Kissinger. Hands it away now to Bloom. Back down the right side to Christian Schwenka. Drives toward the basket. His shot no good, but he was fouled on the play. And it's going to be Schwenka going to the free throw line now for Minden. The foul is going to go on Brogan Shea of Hastings. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 6 in the Tigers, but this will be a shooting foul. Christian Schwenka to the free throw line. He's a 51% foul shooter in the season. He has hit 19 out of 37 free throws. The shot is up there. It's good. Minden is a team hitting 61% of their foul shots so far this year. Here comes Opperman back into the ball game now for Hastings, replacing Brogan Shea. Here comes Ty Anderson into the ball game now for Scepter Duong. 4 minutes and 36 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Minden has now got a one-point lead over Hastings. It is 18-17. Next shot is up there and in by Christian Schwenka. So he's now got 4 points in the ballgame. Minden is out to a 19-17 advantage over the Tigers with 4.5 to play as Hastings dribbles the ball back up the floor. Minky working out top against Ryan Carmosta, who's into the ball game now for Minden. There's a Rebarger, top of the key, drives it down the left side of the lane, can't go up for the shot. Here's Patrick Opperman now, beyond the three-point circle, a pass to the far side to Minky, now to Ty Anderson. Anderson works with it, back down in the corner to Minky, trying to get away from Carmosta. He's out there defensively. They work it around to the left side of the lane now. That's going to be Rebarger. Takes the ball down in the baseline. Out to Ty Anderson. His long-range jumper is up there. Rattles out. No good. Rebound is loose on the baseline and is picked up there by Minden. Picked up by Derek Kissinger as he runs it back the other way. Long pass ahead to Carmosta. Carmosta now to Cinsa. It's Cincy. It's Cincel. And here's a three-pointer put up there by Derek Kissinger. That's his third three-pointer of the ball game. He's got 9 points here in the contest. It's 22-17 now. Minden with a five-point lead. There's a shot from the top of the key by the Tigers. Tyler Rebarger, no good. Long rebound. Comes out to Ty Anderson at the top of the key. He's going to be hit. Now a foul is going to be called on Thomas Cinsel of Minden. That's going to be his first. Team foul number three on the Whippets. So Minden is out to their biggest lead of the ball game now at 22-17. That's only the third foul on Minden, so no free throws here. The Tigers will inbound. On the far side, that's going to be Tyler Rebarger getting it into Minky here at the top of the key. Brady Minky dribbling with the ball. Now he backs it on out of there. Minden will pick up the Tigers man-on-man here. Brady Minky runs the offense. Ty Anderson on the wing on the right side. Comes out top of the key. That's Gowrich with the ball. Gowrich now to Minky over here on the left side of the lane. They lob it inside. Opperman has got it. He backs up toward the basket. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Ty Anderson. He loses control of the ball. Goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Minden the ball. So Hastings got the offensive board. Ty Anderson right in front of the hole there, and he had it knocked out of his hands, lost it out of his hands, and it's out of bounds. It'll be Minden playing things in here in backcourt. 3 minutes and 10 seconds to play here in the second quarter, 22-17. Minden down to a five-point lead over Hastings High tonight. There's Isaac Carlson with the ball. Gets it back into the offensive zone as he works here against Rebarger of Hastings. Isaac Carlson on the dribble, comes to the near sideline, reverses the ball, Kissinger at the top of the key, drives it down the left side of the lane, comes over in the wing to Christensen, the ball tipped loose and is picked up by Minky. Minky has got it for Hastings High, a turnover on the Whippets. Here's Ty Anderson with the ball down the right sideline, takes it down on the baseline, now to Opperman, back outside to a Brady Minky. Minky looking right, goes to the wing now. Ty Anderson holds the ball there, lobs it inside to Opperman, kicks it back out to Anderson on the wing. Ty goes to the top of the key, now to Gowrich. Gowrich over here on the wing on the left side to a Brady Minky. Comes back out to Ty Anderson, top of the circle. Ty looking. Here's a pass here to a Tyler Rebarger. 2:20 to play here in the second quarter. The Tigers down by 5 points, 22-17. Minky with the ball out here beyond the three-point circle. Now to a Gowrich at the top of the key. They gave him room there. His feed goes over on the wing on the right side. The Minden fans coming alive there on the far side. Good defense here by the Whippets. So the Tigers can out penetrate this man-to-man defense. Now we got a jump ball called as Minky lost control of the dribble and he was tied up in the play by the Minden's Dan Christensen. So the arrow is pointing in favor of the Tigers, so no turnover here. Hastings High will just play things in on the near sideline. And now Shannon Lemon, the head coach for the Minden Whippets, wants to call a timeout. Minden wants to call a timeout. 2 minutes and 5 seconds to play here in the second quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Minden 22, Hastings High 17.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember, Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school basketball tonight here on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5, online at KLIQFM.com. Also available on your smartphone tonight at MKLIQFM.com. 2:05 to play here in the second quarter, 22-17. Minden has got a five-point lead over the Tigers. Hastings led at the end of one quarter, 15-12. Scepter Duong has got 5 points for the Tigers. Tyler Rebarger has got four. Derek Kissinger has nailed 3 three-pointers. He's got 9 points for Minden. Carson Bloom has hit 3 field goals. He's got 6. So Hastings High will play things in here on the near sideline. It'll be Scepter Duong with the ball as he will play things in here for the Tigers. And he gets it into Will Reimer, who's back into the ball game. Reimer dribbling the ball out here against Dan Christensen. Comes over to Duong. Free throw line extended left side. Scepter with the ball. Out top of the key, Patrick Opperman has got it. Opperman sends it over on the wing on the right side. That's Rebarger for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And a rebound comes down to Minden. They run it back the other way. Dan Christensen has got the ball. Now for the Whippets with a minute and 42 seconds to play. Christensen dribbling with the ball against the Tiger man-to-man defense. Carson Bloom on the wing on the left side. Comes out to Isaac Carlson. Carlson directing some traffic out here. Out near the 10-second line. Rebarger picking him up. There's a long pass down low. Bloom grabs it. Tries to go up against Opperman. Can't do it. Comes out to Carlson out top of the key. Now Carson Bloom has got it on the wing on the left side. Carson dribbling the ball down to the baseline. He goes for the basket. His shot is up there and in. Carson Bloom has got 4 field goals and 8 points here in the first half. He's averaging 15 on the season. He gets the field goal there, and it's now a 24-17 ball game. Minden has got the lead. Hastings High has been outscored here in the second quarter by a count of 12-2. 12-2, Minden on a run here in the second quarter with a minute to play. Loud pass left side of the lane. That's Patrick Opperman. Dribbles into the lane. His little hook shot is up there. It's no good, and he's hacked on the arm. A foul here is going to go on Minden. That's going to send Patrick Opperman to the free throw line. The foul is going to go on Thomas Sinsel of Minden. That's going to be his second. That's going to be team foul number 4 on the Whippets. And going to the free throw line is going to be Opperman for Hastings. And his shot is up there. It's good. Opperman is a 75% foul shooter in the season. He is now 19 out of 25 from the line. Hastings High is a team connecting on 63% of their foul shots. So Patrick Opperman will have one more. Matt Karloff is into the ball game now for Hastings High, replacing Garich. The second free throw is up there and in by Patrick Opperman. Into the ball game now for the Tigers is going to be Brogan Shea. He's going to replace Opperman. And popping off of the bench down to the scorer's table will be Brady Minky. He wants to check in. We'll see if he's allowed to check in. Yes, he is, as the Scepter Duong will come out. 53.9 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Hastings High now trailing by a score of 24-19 to the number 2-ranked team in Class C1, the Minden Whippets, here tonight in town to take on Class B opponent, Hastings High. Whippets have the ball here in backcourt. This is Carson Bloom, and he'll bring things up. Bloom already with 4 field goals in this ballgame. He works against Rebarger of Hastings High. Hands it away out here to Isaac Carlson. He lobs it down low, grabbing the ball as Kissinger's shot is up at him. Nice pass there by Isaac Carlson, and Derek Kissinger grabs the ball and scores easily there for Minden. 26-19 now. The Whippets have a 7-point lead over the Tigers. Brady Minky with the ball to Reimer. Free throw line extended right side. There's Brogan Shea out here in 3-point territory. Shea looks left, comes back right. Reimer's got the ball. Reimer gets it out here to a Brady Minky as he looks at head coach Scott Rosno. Now with 13 seconds to play here in the second quarter. There's a rebound with the ball. Two-handed pass. Comes out to the top of the key. Cade Wilkie brings it back to Brady Minky. 5 seconds, 4 seconds. There's Reimer for 3. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound by Rebarger. Shot no good. Tap try is good. The tap try is good there by Hastings High. And they will give the field goal there to Cade Wilkie. Wilkie gets his second field goal of this first half, and Hastings High scores right at the buzzer of the second quarter to pull within 5 points. So the score at halftime, it is Minden 26, Hastings High 21. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5.
Health and happiness. Kind regard for others. Honoring relationships. These are long-standing values of our hometown and state. Values that are important to us, too. Through generations of change and innovation, we've always offered healthcare focused on you. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, a tradition of respect.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, Mike Will, back to the Tiger Gym. High school basketball tonight here on the Breeze. KLIQ 94.5. Hastings High trailing the Minden Whippets here at the break by a score of 26-21. Hastings High had the lead in the first quarter. In fact, it was 15-12 after one quarter of play, but the second period belongs to Minden as they outscored Hastings High by a margin of 14-6. And the Tigers just getting their final field goal there at the buzzer by Cade Wilkie. And the Tigers are trailing by 5 points here at the break. The score is 26-21. Derek Kissinger is leading the way for Minden so far. He has knocked down 3 three-pointers. He's got 1 2-point field goal. He has got 11 points in the ballgame. Carson Bloom, he has got 4 field goals and 8 points. Also scoring for Minden in the first half was Christian Schwenke. He has got a field goal, and he is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. He has got 4. Isaac Carlson has got a 3-point field goal in the first half. He has got 3. So only 4 players score for Minden in the first half, but it's good enough as the Whippets have the lead over the Hastings High Tigers. The score is 26-21 here at halftime. Scoring for Hastings in the first half of play, Scepter Duong is leading the way. He has got 5 points. He's nailed a 3 and a 2-point field goal in the first two quarters. Tyler Rebarger has got 4 points and a couple of field goals. Cade Wilkie has got a couple of field goals and 4 points for Hastings High. Then you've got Patrick Opperman with a field goal. He is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. He has got 4. Will Reimer has got a field goal and 2 points here in the first half. Brady Minkey has got a field goal and 2 points for the Tigers. Again, Hastings High is trailing the Minden Whippets here at halftime. The score is 26-21. Shooting numbers in the ball game in the first half. Hastings High is hitting 9 out of 23 from the field for 39%. The Tigers are 1 out of 8 on three-pointers for just 13%, and Hastings High has turned the ball over 7 times here in the ball game. The Minden Whippets are hitting 43% from the field. They are 10 out of 23 so far in this first half of play, and the Whippets are 4 out of 9 from three-point territory for 44%. Minden has turned the ball over 1 time in the ball game. So Hastings High, a cool 39% from the field tonight. Minden hitting at 43%, and the Whippets have got the lead by 5 points over the Tigers at halftime. It's Minden 26, Hastings High 21. You're listening to the Allen's Halftime Show here tonight on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Halftime show brought to you by Allen's of Hastings, the You Get More Superstore, located on West 2nd Street in Hastings. We'll have more right after this.
We're the You Get More Superstore. Shopping center around you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping center around you. Where do you get more? Superstore. Allen's Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Mike Lowe at the Tiger Gym here tonight at Hastings High. Minden out on top of the Hastings High Tigers by the score of 26-21 here at halftime. Plenty of action earlier tonight. In fact, the Minden Whippets girls basketball team was also playing in Hastings tonight. And Minden knocked off Hastings St. Cecilia by a score of 45-42. That was a matchup of the second-ranked Minden Whippets and the seventh-ranked St. Cecilia Hawkettes. St. Cecilia just got done beating number one-ranked Boone Central on Tuesday night, 47-44, in a last-second shot by Morgan Nicola. Tonight, not the case, as Minden knocks off St. Cecilia 45-42. Big story in this ballgame, St. Cecilia went 5.5 minutes of the fourth quarter without scoring a point. Minden came from several points down to eventually grab the lead, and they went on to win by a score of 45-42. Jamie Kissinger had 16 points in the ballgame for Minden. Brooke Kissinger had 12 points. Meanwhile, for the Hawkettes, it was Libby Kissinger. She scored 10 points, and Alyssa Schropp came off the bench to score 10 points for John Kyle and the Hawkettes. So St. Cecilia now falls to 9 wins and 3 losses on the season. St. Cecilia will play at Kearney Catholic, the number 3-rated team in Class C1. They'll play them on Saturday afternoon. Minden now improves to 12 wins and 1 loss. Also had girls high school basketball here at the Tiger Gym earlier tonight. It was Hastings High losing to Lincoln Pius by the score of 42-20. Pius and Hastings went toe-to-toe in the first half. In fact, the Tigers trailed by just 2 points at halftime, 16-14. But Hastings High able to score only 6 points in the entire second half. Hastings was outscored 14-1 in the third quarter as Pius took a 30-15 lead into the fourth and final quarter. And Pius outscoring Hastings in that final period 12-5. And Pius goes on to win by a score of 42-20 over Hastings High tonight. Zoe Mays scored 11 out of the 20 points for the Tigers. So again, Minden over St. Cecilia in girls basketball, 45-42. That was Lincoln Pius beating the Hastings High Tigers tonight, 42-20. Tomorrow night here on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5, we've got USHL hockey. The Tri-City Storm going to be at home at the Viero Event Center in Kearney as they take on the Fargo Force. Pre-game show tomorrow night will be at 6:45 with Skip Berry. Face-off will be at 7:05. The Fargo Force and the Tri-City Storm tomorrow night here on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Then on Saturday, we'll have high school basketball action for you. We'll have Donovan Trumbull and Adams Central here on the Breeze. Pre-game show will be at 5:45 with the girls' game at 6 o'clock. The boys will go at 7:45 on the Saturday. So Donovan Trumbull and Adams Central coming up for you on Saturday. Then on Sunday, we'll have Nebraska basketball for you. The Huskers, the men's team, picking up their first Big 12 conference win last night over Penn State. And Nebraska will be on the road this weekend. On Sunday, they will play the Wisconsin Badgers. Pre-game show will be at 4 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. With a tip-off at 5 o'clock, Kent Pavelka with the Nebraska Sports Network. The Huskers Sports Network with Nebraska basketball Sunday afternoon. The Huskers and the Wisconsin Badgers coming up this weekend. So plenty of college and high school stuff coming up for you this weekend here on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. You're listening to the Allen's Halftime Show here tonight. You get more Superstore located in West 2nd Street in Hastings. We've got the second half coming up. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5.
People you know, community people, people you know, community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back here at the Tiger Gym. Minden has the opening possession, and they immediately turn the ball over for the second time tonight as Rebarger comes out of there with the ball for Hastings. There's Duong for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Hastings. Patrick Opperman has got it. He has the basketball stripped away. Picked up by Dan Christensen of Minden. Eighth turnover on Hastings High. Here come the Minden Whippets back with the ball. It is a 26-21 ball game. Minden with a 5-point lead. Hastings on defense here. Here's a long-range jumper from Kissinger for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Foul. Shot is up and in. Kissinger missed the shot, and Christian Schwinke gets the offensive board and the putback for Minden. And now the Whippets have a 28-21 advantage over Hastings High. Here's Rebarger with the ball now to Patrick Opperman, just to the right of the circle here. Throws it to the near sideline of Brady Minke behind his screen from Opperman. Can't go up for the shot. Scepter Duong over to a Rebarger on the far side. Now to Opperman, top of the key. Three-pointer is put up there. It's no good. Rattles out of there. The ball is loose on the baseline. It's picked up here by Sinsley, who was called for being out of bounds. Thomas Sinsel trying to save the ball there for Minden, but he was called for being out of bounds underneath the Hastings basket. So the Tigers will play things in. We're a minute into the third quarter, 28-21. Minden has got the lead. Hastings High will play things in, trying to get it to Opperman, and the ball is knocked loose to the far sideline, picked up by Carson Bloom. Hastings High gives it away again. Here come the Whippets with the basketball. The Dogs bring her into the offensive zone here. Dan Christensen with the ball for the Whippets. He tries to penetrate down the right side of the lane, throws it down in the corner. That's Bloom with the ball. Larson with the ball high above his head. Comes out to Kissinger. Long pass down low to Schwinke. Goes back up, shoots and scores. Kristen Schwinke grabs the ball right on the baseline to the left side of the basket. They got him the ball, and he just powers his way to the basket, and he scores. Schwenken now with 8 points in the ball game, and Minden is out to a 30-21 lead here over Hastings High. There's Menke with the ball to the near sideline. Now to Rebarger. Top of the key. That's going to be Patrick Opperman. Goes over on the wing. On the left side to Scepter Duong. Here's Menke now. Top of the circle. Menke brings it back to Duong. Free throw line extended left side. We got a whistle inside, and a foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on the Whippets with 6 minutes and 12 seconds to play. 6-12 to play here in the third quarter. Kissinger picks up the foul. That's going to be his first. First one called on Minden here in the third quarter. Hastings High will play things in from underneath their own basket. Minky lobs it out here at the top of the key to Alperman. The ball is going to be knocked out of his hands by Bloom. It goes out of bounds on the far side, and Bloom calls the timeout before his momentum carries him out of bounds. So they save the possession there. Minden calls the timeout to save the possession. It's a Hastings High turnover, their ninth of the ball game. We've got a timeout, 6:09 to play here in the third quarter. We'll take a break. Minden 30, Hastings 21.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table or at a backyard barbecue, that's the secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main in Hildreth. There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
The Breeze, 94.5.
As we come back, Thomas Sinsel throws up the three-pointer from the left side. It's no good. Hastings High with a rebound. 30-21 is the score. The Tigers are down by 9 points here in this third quarter. We're under 6 minutes to go. Now we got a personal foul called here on Minden as Rebarger tried to drive the ball over the basket. It's going to go on Sinsel. That's going to be his second. Non-shooting situation, so Hastings High will play things in from the corner down here. Scepter Duong will get things in. That's a Brady Minky with the ball. Free throw line extended right side, right in front of the Tiger bench down here. Brings it out in three-point territory. Rebarger with the ball, top of the key. They get it to Welke, drops it down low to Opperman, and a foul is going to be called again. A foul here will go on Minden with 5:24 to play here in this third quarter. That's going to be the third team foul in this third quarter of play. And the foul goes against the Sinsel again. That's going to be his third. So Hastings High again will play things in from underneath their own basket. Brady Minky looking to play things in. Two-handed pass comes out on top. The ball tipped, but it's picked up by Rebarger. Down to a Duong out here, about 35 feet away from the basket. Comes over to Brady Minky as he directs some traffic here against the Isaac Carlson of Minden. Scepter Duong in the wing. Back to Minky out here in three-point territory. Sends it back on the wing to Duong. Looking for Opperman inside the lane. They can't get the ball to him. Back out to Brady Minky, trying to penetrate inside. Can't do it. Backs it on out. Scepter Duong now, angling toward the goal. He can't put up a shot. Now to Opperman at the top of the key. Patrick Opperman comes over here to Minky on the wing on the right side to Scepter Duong. Duong dribbling with the ball over there against Dan Christensen. His pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Bloom. He drives, shoots, and scores. Carson Bloom gets the interception, the steal there, and the field goal at the other end. He's now got 10 points in the ballgame. Hastings with 10 turnovers. 32-21. Minden with a lead here over Hastings High. Here's Minky. He gets the ball to Opperman. He goes up. His shot is going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Schwenke. Schwenke gets the ball now to Carson Bloom. Runs her back the other way. We've got a personal foul called on the Tigers. Coming back the other way. Carson Bloom, it's like a thoroughbred there. He gets the ball and he wants to run with it. And he does here from Minden. And a personal foul is going to be called here on Duong of Hastings. That's going to be his first. First team foul on the Tigers. Here comes Gowrich into the ball game now for Hastings. Here comes Ty Anderson in. Opperman is going to check out. Also coming out is going to be Brady Minky. It'll be Minden playing things in from underneath their own basket here. They lob it out here in three-point territory. That's Kissinger with the ball. Kissinger gets away, dribbles to the top of the key. Gets it into the hands of Dan Christensen now. Christensen behind the screen to the near sideline, loses control of the ball, goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' high ball. So the third turnover in the ball game for Minden. And Hastings will come back the other direction with 4 minutes and 18 seconds to play. Tigers trailed by just three at the end of the first quarter, 15-12. But then Minden outscores the Tigers 14-6 in the second quarter to grab a five-point lead by halftime. That lead is now ballooned up here to 11 points at 32-21. Hastings has not scored yet. Minden has scored the first 6 points of this third quarter. Ty Anderson out to Scepter Duong for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Tigers crash the boards. They had it. Reimer had it in his hands, and he had it knocked out of there. It goes out of bounds, and Hastings High will play things in. Now they're going to give the ball to Minden. It was lost out of the hands of Reimer, so Hastings will give her away here, and the Minden Whippets will come back the other direction. 3:52 to play in the third quarter. 32-21, long pass down to four. They take it to the baseline. It's going to be saved here, and it's going to be out of bounds. The ball is tipped to the near side here by Garich of Hastings. That was a long baseball pass down the floor all the way near the baseline at the other end. The ball tipped by Garich. It goes out of bounds in front of the Minden bench. And the Whippets will play things in. Isaac Carlson will trigger things in. The alley-oop. There's Carson Bloom. His shot is up and in. Carson Bloom gets the field goal as they go backside. They just lob it up there, and Carson Bloom came down with it and goes right back up and scores. And now the Tigers throw the ball away. Coming back the other way, Ty Anderson trying to go down to the baseline to Scepter Duong. And now head coach Scott Rosno wants to call a timeout. Things unraveling here in the middle two quarters here for Hastings High. 3 minutes and 39 seconds to play in the third. We'll take a break with a score. Minden 34, Hastings High 21.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by Aurora Co-op in Minden. Proud to be a community, academic, and athletic supporter. Find an Aurora Co-op location near you for all you need to keep your everyday life running. Aurora Co-op is the place to stop. With pay at the pump, you can fill up when you need to 24/7. We appreciate all the athletes and coaches for your hard work in and out of the games. Aurora Co-op has locations serving you where you go. Go with it.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Us run a 8-0 run here over Hastings High to begin the second half of play, and right now they've got a 13-point lead over the Tigers. It is 34-21. Minden will play things in here in backcourt. Dribbling with the ball is Isaac Carlson. Carlson runs it across the 10-second line. Now the ball is tipped loose here by the Tigers. It goes to the far side. It's saved by Hastings High. They get it down floor to Duong. It's off of his fingertips. It goes out of bounds. Well, let's see. I think we're going to have a personal foul called here on Minden. So Hastings forces the turnover here. And a personal foul is going to be called on the Minden. That's going to go on Ryan Carmosta of Minden. That's going to be his first. Team foul number four on the Whippets here in this second half of play. The Tigers will play things in. Ty Anderson has got the ball. That is Scepter Duong as the Minden Whippets stay with their man-to-man defense. They've been man all night long. Here's Opperman. Here on the near sideline, right in front of the Tiger bench. Two-handed pass goes to the far side. Ty Anderson takes the ball down to the baseline toward the goal. The shot is up there. It's around the rim, falls off, no good. Rebound, Opperman, foul shot, good. Patrick Opperman gets the offensive board in the putback. He's now got 6 points in the ball game, and now Minden turns the ball away. Stepping out of bounds right in front of the scorer's table was Carson Bloom. That's turnover number five now on the Whippets. 3 minutes and 1 second to play here in the third quarter. The Tigers are down by 11 points. Minden 34, Hastings High 23. Tigers will play things in. Opperman gets into the hands now of Scepter Duong, picked out there by Carlson of Minden. Takes it to the elbow, left side of the lane, down to Reimer. Works the right side of the lane. Now that's Opperman with the ball. Opperman gets it out to Ty Anderson. Ty having problems with it. Now it's knocked loose, picked up by Duong. He goes over here, a shot by Reimer. It's going to be no good. Rebound Opperman, his shot is up and in. Patrick Opperman again on the offensive glass and the putback. He's now got 8 points in the ball game. Hastings High within 9 points now at 35-25, and the ball again knocked out of bounds here by the Tigers on the far side. So Hastings has now closed the gap down. They've scored the last 4 points of the ball game to make it a 34-25 ball game with 2 minutes and 34 seconds to play in this third quarter. End of the ball game now. Dan Christensen from Minden. Coming out will be Isaac Carlson. With the ball in the dribble is going to be Derek Kissinger as he brings it across the midcourt stripe here. Picked up by Opperman of Hastings. Over on the wing to Christensen. Hands it away to Carson Bloom out here in three-point territory. He hands it away. That's going to be Kissinger with the ball to the near sideline. Christensen down in the corner. They get it inside to Swinker. Shots will be blocked down. Blocked down there by Opperman. Recovered by Hastings High. Here comes a Tyler Rebarger with the ball for the Tigers. Gets it to Opperman. Top of the key. Fakes the three. Can't put up a shot. Opperman has still got it. Rainbow pass comes to the near side. That's Rebarger with the ball. Rebarger behind the screen. Comes outside down to Reimer. Down in the corner. Opperman for three. Good. Nope, they're going to give him a two-pointer. His foot was on the line. Opperman throwing up a three or a two deep in the left corner. He scores there for Hastings High. Opperman now with 10 points in the ball game. The Tigers back to within seven. 34-27 the score. Here's a long-range jumper by Carson Bloom. That's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Rebarger, long pass down to four. They get it to Opperman. He tries to spin down there, and Bloom picks up the personal foul. Carson Bloom back there on defense picks up the foul. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number 5 on the Minden Whippets here in the second half of play. Non-shooting situation. Hastings High will play things in. Tigers down by 7, 34-27. Hastings will get things in. That's Rebarger on the baseline, working hard there. Puts up a shot left-handed. It's up and in. Tyler Rebarger scoring there. He's now got 6 points in the ballgame, and Hastings within 5 points now, 34-29. So the Tigers have come back to score 8 straight points. Here's a long-range jumper from the right side. No good by Kissinger. Ball tapped up there again. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Rebarger back the other way. Nearly travels with the ball. Gets it down in the corner to Opperman. Opperman back outside the ring now. They swing it right side to Reimer. A shot for three. Good. And now Shannon Levin wants to call a timeout. The Minden Whippets had a 13-point lead back there at 34-21. And the Tigers have come back with 11 straight points to make it a 2-point ball game now with 1 minute and 3 seconds to play. 1:03 to play in the third quarter. It's Minden 34, Hastings 32.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
Jackson's Floor Service has moved to 219 North Lexington in Hastings on the corner of 3rd and Lexington. Jackson's Floor Service does commercial and residential installation of carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, laminate, and pre-finished wood. Call Jim and Greg at 402-462-9336 or 462-0968. Jackson's Floor Service supports the local and area athletes and teams and wishes them good luck this season. Jackson's Floor Service, now located at 219 North Lexington in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Minden had an 8-0 run here in the third quarter. The Tigers react. Tigers counter with an 11-0 run of their own. And all of a sudden, the Tigers are back to within 2 points. 34-32 is the score. Minden down on top. Here's a Carson Bloom with the ball now for the Minden Whippets as they bring the ball back in their offensive zone here. Carson dribbling with the ball. Comes across the top. That's going to be Kissinger with it now. Derrick Kissinger holds it out here in three-point territory. Comes out here to Isaac Carlson, who's back into the ball game. Carlson dribbling with the ball. Sends it to the far sideline now to Christensen as he holds it over there. 35 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Christensen moving to the free throw line. Down to Bloom, down on the baseline. Brings it up high on the block. And gets it out in three-point territory. Schwenke lobs the ball down low. There's a shot up and in by Kissinger. Schwenke gets the assist. Derrick Kissinger gets the field goal. He's now got 13 in the ball game. Minden out on top now by 4. 36-32. Hastings with the ball with 15 seconds to play here in the third. Tigers working with the ball in their offensive zone. Minke has got it out here. Brady Minke trying to penetrate. Cut off with the wing. Goes down in the corner to Rebarger. Puts a man in the air. Throws up a three-pointer. It's off of the mark. No good. Long rebound comes out to Carlson from half court. There's a collision there at the half court stripe. But no foul called. Brady Minke collides with Isaac Carlson as Isaac tried to get the shot away here. It was blocked down there, and they run into each other right at the 10-second line, but no foul called by the officials, and the third quarter comes to a screeching halt. Three quarters in the books. We'll take a break with a score. The Minden Whippets 36, Hastings High 32. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5.
Is your furnace ready for a long, harsh Nebraska winter? Call Beamans Appliance today to have your heating system cleaned and serviced by our qualified trained technicians. Beamans carries several brands of heating systems such as Carrier and American Standard, but services all makes and models. And don't forget, Beamans also sells new and used appliances. To schedule your furnace clean and service, or for a free estimate on a new heating system, call Beamans today at 402-462-2311.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back to the fourth quarter. Heat Sinks High with the opening possession. There's a shot up and in by Patrick Opperman underneath the basket. Patrick Opperman scores. Hastings High is back to within 2 points. Now it's 36-34. There's a Minden back with the ball now, back in their offensive end. Dan Christensen has got it. As they work against the Tiger man-to-man defense here. Here's Isaac Carlson, boosts the ball down on the baseline, lobs it back out here. Out in 3 points here at 20. Christensen gets away, dribbles down the lane. His shot off of the window is up and in. Nice shot there by Dan Christensen going to the basket. Minden now has got a 4-point lead, 38-34. Hastings back with the ball. Out on top, here's a 3-pointer put up there and in. 3-pointer by Reimer. Will Reimer nails his second 3-pointer of the ball game. He's got 8 points. Hastings High within one, 38-37, with 7 minutes to play here in the ball game from the Tiger Gym. Isaac Carlson with the ball, sends it down low. The ball deflected away, picked up by Schwenka. Now to Carlson, back outside the 3-point circle. That's going to be a Kissinger with the ball. Kissinger takes it down to the baseline. His jump pass over here to Carlson. Shot for three is up there, no good. Rebound, Carson Bloom follows that, good. Carson Bloom gets the offensive board in the putback. He's got 14 in the ball game. It's 40-37. Hastings down by 3 points. Tigers have the ball here in the offensive zone. Brady Minkey sends it down to the baseline. Reimer again, a shot from 12 feet away is going to be no good. Offensive rebound for the Tigers. That's Cade Wilkie with the ball. Two-handed pass comes out to Reimer at the elbow, right side of the lane. Can't put up a shot. Now to Rebarger. Over to Patrick Opperman. Now to Brady Minkey over there. He sends it inside to Cade Wilkie. The ball tipped away from him and is picked up by Christian Schwenka. Turnover on Hastings. Here come the Minden Whippets. Isaac Carlson has got the ball. Carlson gets it out here to Dan Christensen. 6 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. It's 40-37. Hastings down by 3 points. Minden with the ball. Having problems with a dribble over there is going to be Christensen. Now he's going to be double-teamed. Gets the pass away. That's going to be a Christian Schwenka with the ball. And now a foul is going to be called here on Hastings. A reaching-in foul on Patrick Opperman. That's going to be the third foul on Opperman. Team foul number two on the Tigers. Hastings High now shooting 40% for the field tonight. They are 14 out of 35, 2 out of 13 on three-pointers for 15%. Minden hitting 45% from the field, 31% from three. There's a shot from the corner. It's going to be no good by Schwenka for three. Rebound comes down to Schwenka, sends it outside to Christensen. Now to Carson Bloom, takes it down the lane. Nice pass down on the baseline, and the shot is up and in. Christian Schwenka scores on a nice wraparound pass there by Carson Bloom of Minden. 42-37. The Whippets have a 5-point lead. Hastings High with the ball, and they have it knocked out of bounds. Hastings had it down on the baseline. They have it knocked out of bounds. After three quarters, Hastings High had 21 total rebounds in the ball game compared to 11 for Minden. The Tigers with 11 turnovers through three quarters compared to 11 for the Minden Whippets, or compared to 5. Minden's got 5 turnovers compared to 11 for Hastings. Rebounds, Hastings with a 10-rebound advantage through three quarters. They're trailing on the scoreboard now at 42-37. Hastings with the ball. Scepter Duong goes over there on the far sideline. That's going to be Patrick Opperman, who's back in there. Now Scepter Duong has got it back over here on the right wing. Opperman right at the top of the circle. Opperman going to drive it. Spins at the elbow. Left side, can't put up a shot. Now it's a Rebarger to Scepter Duong for three. Shot good. Duong now with 8 points in the ball game. Hastings within two. 42-40 is the score. Here comes Minden back with the ball, back in their offensive zone. Dan Christensen has got it. 4:48 to play in the ball game. It's Minden 42, Hastings 40. And boys high school basketball action tonight from the Tiger Gym. Derek Christensen with the ball. Rather, Derek Kissinger with the ball. He moves it down the right sideline, down to Carson Bloom. Nice pass underneath to Sinsel. He's fouled into play as he's knocked out of bounds. Thomas Sinsel, just to the left of the basket there, is fouled into play by the Tigers. And a personal foul is going to be called on Rebarger of Hastings. That's going to be his second. Team foul number three on the Tigers, but this will be a shooting foul. Thomas Sinsel was mauled in the act of shooting. He's a 55% foul shooter in the season. Dips to knees, shot is up there, shot no good. That is only the third free throw that Minden has attempted tonight. They are now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. Christian Schwicka had the other charity tosses. Thomas Sinsel will have one more. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly. That one's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes out of Garich of Hastings. Eric Garich with the rebound. 4.5 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. And again, the Minden Whippets are in the basketball game here tonight with Hastings High after losing to Ravenna the other night. Trying to bounce back here tonight against the stubborn Hastings High Tigers. There's a bounce pass in the lane. It's going to be tipped and it's going to be intercepted. Carson Bloom has got it running back the other way to the basket. He goes, contact made, basket good, and he's fouling the play. Carson Bloom gets the steal again, and he goes down the floor and scores, and he is fouling the play by the Tigers. Carson Bloom now with 16 points in the ball game here for the Whippets, and he'll go to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. Eric Garich picks up the personal foul for Hastings. That's going to be his first. Team foul number four on Hastings. Here comes Wilkie back into the ballgame for Opperman. Brady Minkey is going to check out as well for Hastings High. 44-40. Minden's now got a four-point lead. A shot by Bloom from the free throw line is up and in. Carson averaging 15 on the year. He's got 17 in the ballgame here tonight against the Tigers. And now Minden is back out to a five-point lead here in this one. 45-40 is the score after Hastings High cut the lead to one at 38-37. Now we got a foul here on the deep wing over there on the right side. It's going to go on Dan Christensen. Dan Christensen for Minden. That's going to be his second. Team foul number six in the Whippets. Hastings High will play things in. Scepter Duong has got the ball. Gets it in down to Will Reimer. Reimer dribbling with the ball out here in three-point territory. Minden in a man-to-man defense here. As we are under 4 minutes to play here in regulation, bounce pass goes inside to Garich. He's double-teamed, kicks it back out here to Rebarger. That is Scepter Duong, top of the key. Over to Wilkie, free throw line extended right side. Wilkie dribbling on the ball back out here beyond the arc to get it to Rebarger. Now to Scepter Duong. Scepter out to the top of the key. Rebarger, now to Reimer, down in the corner. That's a Wilkie with the ball. Two-handed pass comes back out to Scepter Duong out here. Duong trying to get away, comes to the near sideline. That's Reimer. Reimer takes it to the free throw line, stops there. Goes over to Rebarger in the wing. The ball tipped away by Carson Bloom. Picked up by Rebarger. Tyler still got the ball. Moves it to the right side now. Out here in three-point territory to Reimer. His shot is up and in. Will Reimer throws up the three ball for Hastings High after getting the handoff from Tyler Rebarger. Reimer knocks down a tray. He's now got 11 points in the ballgame. We've got a timeout as Hastings High battles back to within 2 points. We got ourselves the ballgame here tonight. 3 minutes and 13 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Minden 45, Hastings 43.
5 Points Bank of Hastings is the fastest growing bank in Hastings for many reasons.
We consistently offer competitive loan and deposit rates and proudly provide friendly and helpful customer service.
With our 3 convenient banking locations, we have the most banking offices in Hastings. One of these locations is sure to be close to you.
Stop in, visit with one of our bankers, and see for yourself why 5 Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. 5 Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school basketball tonight brought to you in part by Statler Implement, also by the Minden Exchange Bank, by the First Bank of Minden, by the Aurora Co-op, by Miller Body. Also by Channel Seed, Seth Johnson and the gang over there, by Pedley Drug, and by Casper Hogemeyer Seed. All part of the broadcast here tonight. Thanks to our sponsors. We've got a classic battle here tonight. 45-43 is the score. Minden has got a 2-point lead over Hastings. The Whippets led at halftime with a score of 26-25, but it's been a very competitive ballgame. Minden had a 13-point lead a little while ago, but Hastings High came storming back as they had an 11-0 run. The ball within 2 points, but the Whippets have not surrendered this lead here in the second half. Minden with the ball back in their offensive zone here as they work against the Tiger man-to-man defense. That's a Thomas Sinsel with the ball out here as he tries to penetrate inside. He stops inside the free throw circle. Gives it away now to Isaac Carlson, 25 feet away from the basket. To Sinsel as he moves it down to the baseline. Dribbling with the ball now is that Carson Bloom has had a sensational ball game tonight with 17. Out to Isaac Carlson again as he hands it away to Carson Bloom. Down to 2 minutes and 40 seconds to play. They're in the fourth quarter. Now we got a personal foul called here. It's going to go on Rebarger of Hastings. The third foul on Tyler Rebarger. That's going to be team foul number 5 on Hastings. Non-shooting situation. So the Tigers with one more to waste here. We got 2 minutes and 37 seconds to play in regulation. 45-43. Minden has got a 2-point lead. There's Bloom with the ball deep in the left corner. Now to Derry Kissinger. Kissinger picked up by Scepter Duong. He takes it down on the low block. His short jumper is up there and in. Derry Kissinger scoring for Minden. He's got 15 points in the ballgame. Bloom has got 17. The Minden lead is now 4 points at 47-43. We're down to 2:19 to play now in the fourth quarter. Hastings High back with the ball. This is going to be Will Reimer dribbling with it. He's had the hot hand. He's got 11 points. 9 of those in the second half, all in three-pointers. There's Tyler Rebarger, now to step to Duong from the wing. Takes it down to the baseline. His shot is going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Ball being tapped around, and it's picked up here by Minden. Christian Schwinka gets the rebound there for the Whippets. Gets it away now to Carson Bloom down the near sideline to Isaac Carlson. Carlson sends it back out on top as Thomas Sinsel gets away. He can't penetrate, though, against the Tyler Rebarger. We're down to a minute and 45 seconds to play. Here's Carson Bloom with the ball, and he's going to be fouled in the play. Carson took off and drove the ball to the hole there. The personal foul is going to be called here on Hastings. That's going to be the sixth team foul of the Tigers. It's going to go on to Duong. That's going to be his second. So the next foul on Hastings will send Minden to the free throw line. 47-43 is the score. Hastings down by 4 points here with a minute and 44 seconds to play. They lob it over here to Carson Bloom. Takes the ball into the paint. His shot is up there and scores. Carson Bloom on the opposite side of the floor. They got him the ball, and he knew what to do with it. And that's take the ball in the hole there for Minden. He's got 19 points in the ballgame. Minden out to a six-point lead now, 49-43. Duong throws the ball inside to Garich, and it's off of his fingertips out of bounds. The Tigers turn it over for the 14th time here tonight. Garich was posted up right side of the lane. Pass came in there from Scepter Duong that was wide of the target to go sailing out of bounds. Here comes Minky into the ballgame now for Hastings, replacing Duong. Garich is going to come out of the ballgame now for the Tigers. And coming back in there is going to be Cade Wilkie. Hastings High down by 6 points. It's 49-43 with a minute and 23 seconds to play here in the ballgame from the Tiger gym. There's a Derek Kissinger with the ball now for the Whippets. Brings it into the offensive zone to the near side. Picked up by Opperman. Takes it down to the baseline. Hands it away now. That's going to be Isaac Carlson with the ball. Carlson double-team. Gets away to Carson Bloom. He drives to the basket. His shot is up there and in. Boy, Hastings has no answer for Carson Bloom here tonight. He's now got 21 in the ballgame. 51-43. So Minden has scored the last 6 points in the ballgame after the Tigers closed the gap to 2 points at 45-43. Here's a Minky with the ball out here in 3 point territory. Double team. The ball swatted loose. It's picked up by the Tigers, but a foul is going to be called. Wilkie picks up the loose ball there for Hastings, but a foul here will go on Minden. It's going to go on Thomas Sinsel. That's going to be his fourth foul. Team foul number 7 on the Whippets. So now it's going to be Hastings High shooting some free throws here. Brady Minky will go to the free throw line. He's got a field goal and 2 points. That was back in the first half. Minky to the line, a 60% foul shooter, and the shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Misses the front end of the 1-1, and the rebound comes down to Kissinger. And now he's going to be fouled here in backcourt by the Tigers. That's going to send Minden down to the free throw line with 42.8 seconds to play. Minden with a lead by a score of 51-43. Again, the Minden girls played in town tonight over at Hastings St. Cecilia at the Chapman Gym, and Minden beat the Hawkettes by a score of 45-43 in that ballgame. To the free throw line for Minden is going to be Isaac Carlson. He's got 1 3-pointer in the ballgame for his scoring total. That was back in the first half. Carlson, a 44% foul shooter in the season for Minden. 51-43. The Whippets out on top of the Tigers here tonight. Carlson will have a 1-1. His shot is up there. That one is going to be no good. Rebound Hastings. Eric Garich gets the ball away. Now to Tyler Rebarger. Here come the Tigers down by a count of 51-43. Rebarger drives it down to the baseline, kicks it back out to Opperman. His shot's going to be blocked down there, but a foul called. Christian Schwinka going to be hit with a personal foul from Minden on the block. That's going to be his first foul. Team foul number 8 on the Whippets. But now going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Opperman. Opperman is 75% foul shooter in the season. He's 2 out of 2 tonight. Opperman with 12 points in the ballgame. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Tigers missing some free throws down the stretch here, and the score remains at 51-43. 33.3 seconds to play here in this one. Minden looking for their 10th win in the 11 outings here tonight. Next shot by Opperman is up there. That one is going to be good. He was fouled out here in 3 point territory, so he'll have 3 shots of the hole here. Opperman now with 13. That makes the score 51-44 in favor of the Whippets. Opperman will have one more shot. Is up there. It's around the rim and down, so he hits 2 out of 3. Cade Wilkie will come in. Here comes Minky back in for the Tigers. Reimer is going to check out. Garich will check out. 51-45. The Tigers still down by 6 points. Hastings will need the ball here. Jonas Lovin will inbound the ball now for Minden as they get things in to a Kissinger, rather to a Kissinger down the far sideline. Now to Carson Bloom, and a foul is going to be called. Minden breaks the Hastings high pressure pretty easily down the far sideline. And a foul is going to go on Minky, and that's going to be his first. Team foul number 8 on the Tigers. Going to the free throw line from Minden is going to be Carson Bloom. He's got 21 in the ball game for the Whippets. Will Reimer coming to the ball game for Hastings. Scepter Duong comes out. Here comes Gowrich into the ball game now for the Tigers. And it's going to be Wilkie checking out. So Carson Bloom to the free throw line for Minden. 21 points in the basketball game. He'll have a 1-1 shot here as he was fouled. Throws up the free throw. It's going to be good. He'll get one more, and the score is now 52-45. So Hastings had it down to 45-43 just a couple of minutes ago, but it's been all Minden since. Next shot is up there. It is good. Carson Bloom now with 23 in the ball game, and it's 53-45. Tigers coming back with the ball here. Minky comes over here to Reimer, moves it down to the baseline. That's Gowrich, 4-3 from the corner. His shot's going to be up there. It's going to be an air ball, no good. Rebound picked up by Arpeman on the far side. Sends it back into Gowrich. He spins, goes up for the shot. It's up there, no good. And the rebound comes down to Carson Bloom. 9 seconds to play. Now we got a foul called. Eric Gowrich missing a shot there right in front of the basket for the Tigers. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Brady Minky of Hastings. That's going to be his second. And we're going to have some more free throws at the other end as Carson Bloom will go back to the free throw line here for the Whippets. A 1-1 situation. He's got 23 in the ball game, 3 out of 3 from the free throw line here tonight. Carson Bloom will toe the mark, throws it up there. The shot is going to be short, no good. Rebound comes down to Gowrich of Hastings. Gets it away to Minky, runs it across the 10-second line. Down the lane he goes. His layup is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to a Kissinger, and that's the ball game. The Minden Whippets come to town and knock off Hastings High tonight by a score of 53-45. Minden led 26-21 at halftime, 36-32 after three quarters. And the Whippets lead the entire second half as they beat Hastings High tonight by a score of 53-45. Hastings now 4-7 on the season as the Whippets improved to 10 wins and one loss. Again, the final score was Minden 53, Hastings High 45. Back with a recap after this.
I'm sick and tired of every bar in town calling themselves a sports bar. Just because the word sports is in their name and they put up a couple jerseys doesn't make you a sports bar. No. That's why I made the real sports bar checklist. First, do they have a large selection of beers, drafts, and mixed drinks? Booyah! Do they serve hot wings and other sports-related food? Booyah! Are there a buttload of HD TVs that play only sports? Booyah! Last of all, stand up and yell. Did the crowd cheer with you? When you're looking for a real sports bar, head to the Bullseye, West 2nd Street in Hastings.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service, free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Mike Will back at the Tiger Gym at Hastings High. Minden wins it here tonight over Hastings High. The final score of 53-45. We got some numbers coming up for you, some final numbers in the ball game. Minden improving to 10 wins and one loss on the season after the victory here tonight. Meanwhile, the Hastings High Tigers will drop to 4-7 after this one. Hastings High will be playing at McCook tomorrow night. The Minden Whippets getting back on the winning track after suffering their loss the other night to Ravenna. And the next ball game for Minden will be coming up next week on the 17th as they will play host to the St. Paul Wildcats. Again, the final score here in this one, it was Minden knocking off Hastings High by a score of 53-45. This is the post-game show brought to you by Vons Printers of Hastings, celebrating more than 80 years and three generations as your full-service printer. That's Vons Printers at 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. We'll come back and check the scoring and the shooting numbers in the ball game right after this on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5.
Quality Printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Hi, you're listening to the Vaughn's Printers postgame show here tonight on the Breeze. KLIQ 94.5. Minden wins it tonight. The final score of 53-45. Scoring in the ball game, Carson Bloom led the Whippets in scoring tonight. He had 23 points in the basketball game. He had 10 field goals, and he was 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. So Carson Bloom leads the way tonight, 23 points for the Minden Whippets. Derek Kissinger, he had 3 3-pointers in the ball game, plus he had 3 2-point field goals. He ends up with 15 points. He had 11 of those in the first half of play. Christian Schwenke came on. He had 4 field goals, and he was 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. He scores 10 points. 6 of those came in the second half of play. Dan Christensen with a field goal tonight with 2 points. Thomas Sinsel played in the ball game. He was 0 out of 2 from the free throw line. Minden shooting 9 free throws in the contest tonight, converting on 5 of those, 5 out of 9 for Minden from the free throw line, and the Whippets turned the ball over only 5 times against the Hastings High Tiger defense. Hastings High had 14 turnovers in the ball game. The Tigers, not many free throws either. They were 4 out of 6 from the charity stripe. They were led by Patrick Opperman. Opperman scoring 14 in the ball game tonight. He had 4 points in the first half, 10 more in the second half. Will Reimer was the guy who heated up in the second half. He had 3 3-pointers. He finishes with 11 points in the ballgame. So Opperman had 14. Will Reimer had 11. The other scorers for Hastings, Scepter Duong had 8 points tonight. He had a couple of 3-pointers. And he had a 2-point field goal in there. So Duong scores 8 points. Tyler Rebacher had 6 on 3 field goals. Cade Wilkie had a couple of field goals for 4 points. And Brady Minke had a field goal, and he was 0 out of 1 from the free throw line. The Tigers dropping this one tonight to the Minden Whippets by the score of 53-45. Tom Johnson got us the official statistics here in the ballgame. Hastings High tonight shooting 18 out of 44 from the field for 41%. They were 5 out of 17 from three-point territory for 29%. The Tigers again with 14 turnovers in the ballgame, and they had 26 rebounds. Minden had 5 turnovers. They had 17 rebounds in the ballgame. So Hastings High out rebounds the Whippets by 9. But they cannot finish as they drop this one to the Whippets tonight. Minden shooting 52% from the field. They were 22 out of 42. The Whippets 4 out of 15 on 3-pointers tonight for 27%. Again, the Whippets knocking off the Hastings High Tigers tonight by a score of 53-45. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to the Vaughn's Printers postgame show on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5.
These days, ensuring financial security for you and those you care about most is more important than ever, and Farm Bureau Financial Services can help. Life insurance can help provide that security along with guarantees and peace of mind. Contact Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth in Hastings to see how he makes it simple to help protect your family's financial future. The guarantees expressed are based upon the claims-paying ability of Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC affiliate. Farm Bureau Financial Services.
The Breeze, 94.5.
So in the other games tonight, it was the Minden girls. They come to town and beat Hastings St. Cecilia in action down at the Chapman Gymnasium. Final score of 45-42. St. Cecilia went 5.5 minutes without scoring in the fourth quarter of play. Minden came from a couple of points down to several points ahead there in the fourth quarter. And the Whippets went on to beat the St. Cecilia Hawkettes tonight 45-42. Jamie Kissinger had 16 points for Minden. Brooke Kissinger had 12 points for the Whippets. Libby Kissinger had 10 for St. Cecilia. Alyssa Schrump came off the bench to score 10 for the Hawkettes. So Minden is now 12-1 on the season. St. Cecilia drops to 9 wins and 3 losses. In the ball game before this one here at the Tiger Gym, it was Lincoln Pius beating Hastings High by the score of 42-20. It was 16-14 in favor of Pius at the end of the first quarter, at the end of the first two quarters at halftime. But then Hastings scored only 6 points in the entire second half. They were outscored 14-1 in the third quarter. as Pius jumped out on top of Hastings 30-15. Hastings getting outscored in the fourth quarter 12-5. Pius goes on to win by the score of 42-20. Zoe Mays led the way for Hastings High. She scores 11 points in the ballgame. Pius now 5-5. Hastings drops to one win and 10 losses. Into the boys' game here tonight, it was Hastings High losing to the Minden Whippets by the score of 53-45. Carson Bloom, big night tonight for the Whippets. He scores 23 points. Derek Kissinger, 15. Christian Swinka had 10 points. Minden now 10-1 in the season. Hastings High getting 14 points from Patrick Opperman, 11 from Will Reimer. But it was not enough as they dropped his 53-45 decision. The Tigers now 4-7 on the season. They will play at McCook tomorrow night. So that'll wrap things up in our high school basketball doubleheader tonight here on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5 for Blaine Bulis. Also for Maggie, back to the radio station, my producer and engineer. I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.